Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to convey warm greetings from the Prime Minister, the government and people of Malaysia to all distinguished delegates. Mr. Chairman, the current global scenario underscores the increasing importance of food security given recent and ongoing challenges experienced worldwide in the form of food shortages and dramatic increases in food prices. This situation is further aggravated by projections of continued high food prices in the short and medium term. The rise in food prices has been linked to many causes, but two of the most often cited factors have been climate change and the spillover effects from bioenergy generation. In this respect, I applaud the wisdom of the FAO in convening this conference to focus on addressing food security issues holistically. The presence of a large number of heads of government and state indicate the importance accorded to this issue. Food security goals cannot be achieved without an increase in agricultural productivity and production capacity. Food security initiatives should therefore focus on creating a renewed interest in agricultural development and more investment in agriculture to ensure that food supplies increase in the medium and long term. In response to the current situation, my country has initiated measures to increase its domestic supply of food, especially of rice, through greater investments in agricultural infrastructure, pest and disease control, the use of high-quality seeds, as well as the judicious use of agricultural inputs. Idle land has been identified and earmarked for food production. In addition, an active direct marketing program driven through an extensive network of farmers' markets has been implemented to link farmers and consumers. Mr. Chairman, a cause of increasing concern is a rapid increase in biofuel production derived from food crops. 7 years ago, there were only 1 million hectares of land utilized for the growing of crops in biofuel production. Today, 25 million hectares of land producing approximately 100 million tons of food crops are being used annually for the production of biofuel. We can expect more food crops to be converted into biofuel as oil prices continue to spiral upwards. It is indeed disconcerting that while more than 100 million people in the world suffer from hunger and malnourishment, an increasing large quantity of food crops is being converted annually into biofuel. Malaysia would like to propose that the international community adopts a position on the need to have a judicious balance between the utilization of scarce resources for food and biofuel production. In addition, more research has to go into cellulosic biomass for biofuel production rather than utilization of food crops. Currently, some palm oil mills in my country are already utilizing waste fibers and shell residues from its milling process as fuel to produce energy. Mr. Chairman, I wish to touch on climate change that influences the frequency and intensity of extreme weather, which have an impact on food security. Changes in temperature and rainfall have also increased the susceptibility of agriculture to pests and diseases. Indeed, climate change affects agriculture more significantly than any other economic sector. Like most developing countries and countries in transition, Malaysia lacks the resources and technological expertise to address effectively the adverse effects of climate change on agriculture. We, therefore, would like to urge developed countries to take concerted efforts to transfer technology on climate change mitigation or adaptation measures to alleviate the negative effects of climate change in developing countries. We call upon the international community to support new mechanisms to provide a range of global public goods, including climate information and forecasting, research and development, and the transfer of technology on crops adapted to new weather patterns and techniques to reduce land degradation. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, I would like to make the following proposals. One, that the FAO continue to play an active role in coordinating strategies to ensure food security in the medium and long term with the support of the multilateral agencies. Two, the issue of food shortage in some developing countries need to be addressed urgently, and while acknowledging the contribution already pledged to the World Food Programme, this amount has to be continuously replenished to prevent further economic and social hardship in those countries. Number three, more funds have got to be channeled into agricultural infrastructure by national governments and multilateral agencies. Number four, more resources need to be devoted to research and development to boost food production. Finally, a biannual review should be conducted on the effectiveness of all measures agreed at this conference so that the Millennium Development Goals of reducing poverty and providing adequate food for everyone will be met. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.